We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Begin today's press conference for Carrie All with just a brief word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come together right now, God, in pursuit of justice, in pursuit of freedom, and in pursuit of equality, and most of all, in pursuit of peace. We thank you for the voices, for the bodies that have been put on the front line to protect and to serve. We thank you for giving your daughter, Carrie All, the opportunity to show what true policehood looks like, what true servitude looks like, and what true humanity looks like. We ask that as this press conference leaves the words of our mouth into our communities, that you will be magnified in all that we do, and that you would fill the world with your peace. Amen. Hi, my name is Felicia Dove. I am the owner of Black Monarchy. I am also a fashion activist, and I stand with Carrie All Horn. This time, this climate in our country, justice is being turned on its head, and we have to keep pushing the needle of justice further and further until justice equals our liberation and our equality. It is a known fact that there are two separate justices in America. There is Black justice and there is white justice. And we are here to put an end to that. Being a police officer should not come with racial barriers. It should not come with those who decide to protect and serve when they want to protect and serve. Beyond a uniform, we are human. Beyond race, we are human. Carrie All Horn is the example of what heroism looks like. We stand proudly with this Black woman. We stand proudly with this mother. We stand proudly with this community activist. Police officers have a duty to protect and serve. That is the oath that they take. They have to be more than revenue streams of income for both city and state. And once we push that envelope of accountability, we will be able to measure and stop the perpetuation of police brutality and the bodies that are compiled by its engraved injustice. Let me tell you a little bit about Carrie All Horn. Carrie All Horn has been on this journey fighting for her justice, fighting for her pension for over 12 years, and she has been denied all of the options. She has in some ways been crucified for her heroism and for standing up for the very thing that we ask our police officers to do, to intervene. There are countless numbers of people that crowd our mini feeds, that crowd our news cycles, who did not have a Carrie All Horn. Too many to name today, but there are some who come to mind. Abner Louima, Amadou Diallo, Sean Bell, Eric Garner, Alton Sterling, Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Tamir Rice, Philando Castile, Breonna Taylor, Elijah McClain, Quentin Suttles, and I, Felicia Duff, a police brutality survivor, could have used Carrie All Horn. So this is so much bigger than a political ploy. This is so much bigger than politics as usual. People really are dying. Some of us have the strength to survive. Carrie All Horn makes that difference. I now introduce you to our Queen Mother, Carrie O'Horn.
Hi, so I'm here to formally introduce Carrie's Law. Carrie's Law will protect officers who do stand up against police brutality, and they will not be treated as I have been. It is the duty to intervene. There will be no retaliation, or there will be prosecution if there is retaliation. And there will be a registry so officers cannot go from one department to another one when they have a bad record.
Thank you.
So I don't want any other officer to be treated as I have been treated for doing the right thing. So thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Drea Janor. I am a full-time music artist. I am the founder of Feed Buffalo, and I am also a mother of five children, like our dear Queen Mother and sister, warrior, fighter, survivor, Carrie O'Horn. And I stand in solidarity with Carrie O'Horn. I am here to lift my voice along with everybody else who stands for what Carrie stands for. What Carrie did over 14 years ago was she made a choice. She made a choice not because she was trained by our police department to do so. Yeah. She made a choice not because she wanted to show her allegiance to a police union. Yeah. She made a choice not because she wanted to be famous, but she made a choice because she simply was doing what is right. Yeah. As far as passing the legislation that we are calling Carrie's Law, to even consider passing a law without honoring the name of Carrie is a disgrace. Yeah. And it is not justice. In fact, it is a grave injustice. Yeah. So and by announcing Carrie's Law, we are not asking legislation to do a favor for this woman who has suffered for 14 years. But we are demanding that you reach within your soul and reach within your spirit and do what is right, which is what Carrie O'Horn did 14 years ago. Can you imagine? Carrie did not, she wasn't trained to intervene. She wasn't trained to open her mouth and risk everything to do what is right. What she did was from her heart. And what we're asking people to do is think about how many other officers like Carrie want to do what is right. Yeah. But because of their training and because of what the police union has been telling them for years, they are afraid. Yeah. They are afraid to suffer for 14 years like Carrie O'Horn did. Yeah. They are afraid for their children like Carrie O'Horn was. They are afraid to lose their house like Carrie O'Horn did. They are afraid that they may not be able to feed their families like Carrie O'Horn did. Today is about doing what is right. Carrie's Law is encouraging officers, not just encouraging them, but mandating them to do what is right. Yeah. So if you witness police brutality from your partner or from anybody else that you took an oath with, it is your duty to do what is right. Yeah. It is your duty to stand up for not just your own justice, but for the justice of all humanity. Not because it is popular to do, but because it is simply the human thing to do. Yeah. And when you do stand up for what is right, you ought to be protected for that. Yeah. Carrie's Law will protect you for doing what is right. Yeah. And if you don't do what is right, there will be consequences.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need more consequences. One point in Carrie's Law that I love so much is about restorative justice. You can't talk about the word justice without talking about the word righteousness. Mm-hmm. The root word of righteousness is simply doing what is right. Yeah. To even consider, I know I said it already, but I'm gonna say it again, to even consider passing a law because of your personal ego, because of your personal vendetta of a woman who did what so many proclaim and wish that the officers who killed George Floyd had done, to even consider passing legislation in any other name other than Carrie O'Horn, who did what is right before it was a trend.
That's right.
before it was a trend to do what is right, is a grave injustice. We will pass Carroll's Law. We're not going anywhere, and we're here to show our solidarity. And today, and Carroll's Law is all about doing what is right. Thank you. So today, with that said, we will be delivering Carroll's Law in its fullness so that there is no misinterpretation, that there is no disguise of this actual law, and we'll be delivering it to the Common Council, as well as the mayor, as well as all members of the city. It will be available and searchable. You can follow us, www.carriolslaw.com, for all further information. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So when I say good cop, you say carry out. Good cop?
Carry out! Carry out!
Good cop? Carry out!
Carry out!
Good cop?
Carry out!
Of what will be delivered today. So Carroll's Law, Section 1, is the duty to intervene. It is a mandatory statute requiring law enforcement professionals either on duty to intervene until the threat is neutralized and stops imminent abuse being performed by fellow law enforcement. Section 2, punishments for officers who neglect their duty to intervene. So that's anyone who fails to intervene will be subject to criminal reprehension and termination. Section 3, protections for officers who intervene. So officers such as Carryall will not be facing retaliation. And that is when they, in good faith, interrupt physical abuse of a person being apprehended and will be protected again from retaliation, abuse, or reassignment once the incident is reported. Section 4, punishments for those who falsify reports. Any identified through investigation externally or internally to have purposely fabricated, condoned, or covered up through reporting or abstinence of reporting abuse, misconduct towards citizens, there will be consequences. Section 5, policies regarding officers who are terminated and department funding. A representative from Carroll's Law will be a part of the next collective bargaining agreement in which sections 1-4 have been violated, whereas the agency is pending investigation. Failure to have a representative of Carroll's Law will result in the loss of state funding. And section 6, retroactive whistleblower protections. In keeping with the spirit of this law, who acted in the terms under section 1 to intervene and were terminated, thus the 20-year period preceding the date of adoption of this law may have pension benefits reinstated as a result of this law. Thank you.
There's many, many things that can happen. Defunding the police is one of them. And the thing about defunding the police, people get so mad, like, well, if you take money from us, we can't protect you, we can't do this. Defund is really synonymous with reallocation of funds. Okay, if you're so concerned about the community, then why don't you put more money into the community?
Yes.
Put more money into things that cause social determinants. which raise these issues that we feel like need policing. So, but I want to keep the focus on Cario's Law, because as of right now, there is nothing to offer officers consequences if they do not intervene. So the reason why this law is so important, even though we know that the system is crumbling and the system was built to fail and it wasn't built to protect us, even though we know that,
yes.
As while it's going down, we need a law that is going to hold people accountable for doing what is wrong, period. That's why we need a Cario's Law. And again, to put it in any other name, we don't need any more policies.
That's right.
Because policies are not necessarily enforceable by the law. We don't need anything that will set you up to be trained to do it. You know, it's bad enough that people need to be trained to do what is right. But if you're not gonna do what is right, you need a serious consequence, like jail time. Like maybe you need to spend some time away from your family for years and years and years. Maybe you need to feel what it's like in jail when you have to watch your back and you're worried about what's gonna happen to you. Maybe you need to feel that for a little while. You know, as our people have done for way too long, we need a Cario's Law, period.
And he said that he couldn't.
Period.
So even though we know that he can, he said that he could not do it.
Period.
Asking before about how do we really change the situation with the police, and one big piece of it is police union.
Exactly.
They have an oversized amount of power in municipal government.
Exactly.
And it's time that the people have a say on their contract.
Exactly.
I just want to say that it's very important. By the way, my name is Reverend Virginia McIntyre. And I want to say that it's very important that the law is named Cario's Law. Because if it's nameless, then Cario and the situation and the injustice to her and her family, the children she needed to feed, will be erased, just like countless others across the nation. So when you name something after somebody like Rizpah, in the book of Samuel in the Bible, we can look to her 2,000 years later and say that she was too legit to quit, just like Miss Cario. So we need it to be her name, because people need to remember so it doesn't happen again. Thank you.
Can I say something? Do anybody out here realize that the city of Buffalo is only one light stroke of a match from being burnt down? There's a lot of angry people out here in this community, and the elected officials need to step up, and they need to get on the ground. They need to leave City Hall, and they need to get on the ground. This lady, Cario Horn, she did something that was profound, and because of her actions, we're here, because she did the right thing. But I just want to let the media know that Buffalo is one match stroke from being burned down. This is the next Minneapolis waiting to happen if something does not change.
I just want to remind everybody that
Cario's Law is important to Buffalo, not just because of the situations that have happened before, right, but because of the situations that continue to happen. With the policies or the new police reform that was released by Byron Brown, one of the changes that's going to be made is that the Buffalo Police Department is now going to post their policy on excessive force on their website. I don't understand what that's going to solve, right? The police they already understand what excessive force is. The public already understands what excessive force is, right? When I get pulled over by a police officer, I understand that the police officer is not allowed to beat me, right? So posting that policy online doesn't do anything to solve the actual issue. We need something with teeth that will actually enforce the law, that will actually enforce good police work, that will enforce good behavior. And from what I understand and from what I've read so far on Cario's Law, that's the only thing that's been put forward that actually addresses the issue. And the reason why it needs to be remain Cario's Law is because this woman has national attention.
Yeah.
Right? This is Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo is in the national spotlight.
Yeah.
Cario is important because of what she did to save a black life in Buffalo.
Right.
So if the law is not named Cario's Law,
yeah,
what purpose is it even serving?
Yeah.
Sure, name it something else. But like the Reverend just said, we do it to remember. We do it to remember. The Holocaust is to remember the loss that the Jews had, the loss that the world had, right? Slavery needs to be remembered. Slavery needs to be remembered, right? The North Atlantic slave trade needs to be remembered. Everyone wants to forget about it. It's in the past. There's people alive today that marched with Martin Luther King. There's people alive today that marched with Martin Luther King. There's people alive today that went to desegregate or to segregated schools. This isn't history. This is current. This is current. There's people today that are being beaten by police. We need Cario's Law. There's people today dying at the hands of police. We need Cario's Law. Because it's important to our community, it's important to black and brown people across the entire country.
Yeah.
Buffalo is paving the way.
Yes.
Buffalo is paving the way. Cario is a member of Buffalo. We're gonna keep her name on that law. We're gonna bring recognition to this city because we're going to change the nation.
Right.
And Cario is gonna lead the way.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Woo!
So our final remarks is that we implore the city of Buffalo, the Common Council, the mayor of this city to do the right thing and be on the right side of justice. This is our opportunity to get it right. We got it wrong 12 years ago. We got it wrong 14 years ago. Quentin Suttles was just a couple of months ago.
Exactly.
We are still getting it wrong.
Yeah.
This is the opportunity for us to get it right. Thank you. To sign Cario's Law, petition is available, www.carioslaw.com. You can find all six sections of Cario's Law on www.carioslaw.com. You can sign the petition to join the movement. Again, www.carioslaw.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.